Chapter 18. Contracts for Construction Project. Article 788. A contract for construction project is a contract under which a contractor carries out the construction of a project and the contract offering party pays the price in return. Contracts for construction project consist of contracts for project prospecting, designing, and construction. Article 789. A contract for construction project shall be made in writing. Article 790. Bidding for a construction project shall be carried out in an open, fair, and impartial manner in accordance with the provisions of the relevant laws. Article 791. A contract offering party may conclude a contract for construction project with a general contractor, or conclude separate contracts for prospecting, designing, and construction with the prospecting, designing, and construction parties respectively. A contract offering party may not break up one construction project that should be completed by one contractor into several parts and offer them to several contractors. A general contractor or a prospecting, designing, or construction contractor may, upon consent by the contract offering party, entrust the part of the contracted work with a third person. The third person shall assume joint and several liability with the general contractor or the prospecting, designing, or construction contractor to the contract offering party on the work product of the third person. A contractor may not delegate the whole of the contracted construction project to a third person, or break up the contracted construction project into several parts and delegate them separately to third persons in the name of subcontracting. A contractor is prohibited from subcontracting the contracted project to any entity without corresponding qualifications. A subcontractor is prohibited from re-subcontracting the contracted project. The main structure of the construction project must be completed by the contractor itself. Article 792. Contracts for major construction projects of the state shall be concluded in accordance with the procedures set forth by the state, and such documents as investment plans and feasibility study reports approved by the state. Article 793. Where a contract for construction project is invalid, but the construction project has passed the inspection for acceptance, the contractor may be compensated, with reference to the project price agreed in the contract, based on the appraised price of the construction project. Where a contract for construction project is invalid and the construction project fails to pass the inspection for acceptance, it shall be dealt with in accordance with the following provisions. 1. Where the construction project, after being repaired, has passed the inspection for acceptance, the contract offering party may request the contractor to bear the repairing costs. Or 2. Where the construction project, after being repaired, still fails to pass the inspection for acceptance, the contractor has no right to request full payment with reference to the project price agreed in the contract and based on the appraised price of the construction project. Where a contract offering party is at fault for the losses caused by the substandard of the construction project, he shall bear corresponding liabilities. Article 794. A prospecting or designing contract generally contains clauses specifying the time limit for submission of documents relating to the basic materials and the budget, quality requirements, expenses, and other cooperative conditions and the like. Article 795. A construction contract generally contains clauses specifying the scope of the project, the period for construction, the time of commencement and completion of the project to be delivered in mid-course, project quality, costs, delivery time of technical materials, the responsibility for the supply of materials and equipment,
fund allocation and settlement, project inspection and acceptance upon its completion, range and period of quality warranty, cooperation and the like. Article 796. For any construction project to which a superintendence system is applied, the contract offering party shall conclude an entrustment contract of superintendence in writing with the entrusted superintendent. The rights and obligations as well as the legal liabilities of the contract offering party and the superintendent shall be defined in accordance with the provisions on entrustment contracts of this book, as well as the relevant provisions of other laws and administrative regulations. Article 797. The contract offering party may, without disturbing the normal operation of the contractor, inspect the progress and quality of the work at any time. Article 798. Prior to the concealment of a concealed project, the contractor shall notify the contract offering party to inspect it. If the contract offering party fails to conduct an inspection in a timely manner, the contractor may extend the period for the completion of the project accordingly, and may request compensation for the losses caused by the work stoppage, the worker's forced idleness, and the like. Article 799. Upon completion of a construction project, the contract offering party shall promptly undertake the inspection for acceptance in accordance with the construction drawings and descriptions, as well as the rules of inspection and acceptance of construction projects and the standards for quality inspection issued by the state. Where the project passes the inspection for acceptance, the contract offering party shall pay the agreed price and take over the construction project. A construction project may be delivered and put into use only after it has passed the inspection for acceptance upon completion. Without being inspected or failing to pass the inspection, the construction project may not be delivered or put into use. Article 800. Where losses are caused to a contract offering party due to the fact that the prospecting or designing does not conform to the quality requirements, or that the prospecting or designing documents are not submitted as scheduled, so that a period for construction is delayed, the prospecting or designing party shall continue on perfecting the prospecting or designing, reduce or waive the prospecting or designing fees, and make compensation for the losses. Article 801. Where the quality of a construction project fails to conform to the contract due to a reason attributable to the constructor, the contract offering party has the right to request the constructor to repair, rework, or reconstruct the project without further charge within a reasonable period of time. If delivery is delayed because of the repair, reworking, or reconstruction, the constructor shall bear default liability. Article 802. Where a construction project causes personal injury and property damage within a reasonable period of use of the project due to a reason attributable to the contractor shall bear the liability for compensation. Article 803. Where a contract offering party fails to provide raw materials, equipment, premises, funds, or technical materials at the agreed time and pursuant to the agreed requirements, the contractor may extend the period of construction accordingly and has the right to request compensation for the losses caused by work stoppage, workers' forced idleness, and the like. Article 804. If a construction project is stopped or suspended in mid-course due to a reason attributable to the contract offering party, the contract offering party shall take measures to make up for or mitigate the loss and compensate the contractor for any losses caused and any actual expenses incurred by work stoppage, workers' forced idleness, back transportation, transfer of machinery equipment, the backlog of materials and structural components, and the like. Article 805. Where a contract offering party alters his plan, provides inaccurate materials, or fails to provide necessary working conditions for prospecting or designing according to the schedule, thus causing the redoing or stoppage of the prospecting or designing work or the revision of the design, the contract offering party shall pay additional fees according to the amount of the work actually undertaken by the prospecting or designing party. Article 806. Where a contractor delegates or illegally subcontracts construction project to others, the contract offering party may rescind the contract. Where the main construction materials, construction components and accessories, and equipment provided by the contract offering party fails to conform to the mandatory standard, or the contract offering party fails to perform the obligation of providing assistance so that the contractor cannot undertake the construction work. If the contract offering party still fails to perform the corresponding obligations within a reasonable period of time after being demanded, the contractor may rescind the contract. Where, after the contract is rescinded, the quality of the completed construction project is found to be up to standard, the contract offering party shall make a corresponding payment for the construction project in accordance with the agreement. If the quality of the completed construction project is found to be substandard, the provisions of Article 793 of this code shall be applied mutatis mutandis. Article 807. Where a contract offering party fails to pay the price in accordance with the agreement, the contractor may demand the contract offering party to make the payment within a reasonable period of time. Where the contract offering party still fails to pay the price upon expiration of the said period, the contractor may negotiate with the contract offering party to appraise the construction project, or request the People's Court to sell the project through auction in accordance with law, unless the construction project is by its nature unsuitable for appraisal or auction. The payment for the construction of the project shall be satisfied, in priority, from the proceeds obtained from the appraisal or auction of the said project. Article 808. For matters not provided in this chapter, the relevant provisions on work contracts shall be applied.